Okay, let's talk about Social Security. The next thing that the New Republic lists in its view of contemporary liberalism is that they're against Bush Social Security reform, which was a talk, and really it was only talk, about privatizing Social Security. Republicans talk a lot about shrinking government programs, but they end up increasing them, just like Bush actually increased the unfunded liabilities of Medicare during his administration. But let's talk about Social Security. And again, the focus or the main thesis that I'm trying to get across is that liberal goals are better achieved with libertarian strategies. The libertarian means to the end is better than the Democrat means to the end. Our goal, and I share this goal with Democrats, is to make sure that the elderly are not left out in the cold, and that they're not eating dog food, and that they have, well, security. That's what we want for the elderly, is security. They're at a point where they're not as strong and as able to work like, you know, younger people in their 20s and 30s, and so it's important for us to have a concern for them. I share that. My campaign theme is liberty under God, and certainly part of the laws of nature and of nature's God is to respect your elders, honor your father and mother is one of the Ten Commandments. So we share the same goal. We don't want the elderly left out in the cold. The question is, how do we achieve that goal? I would like to suggest to you that Social Security, as the government is administering the program, is a most disrespectful and dishonoring way to treat the elderly, and it does not give them security. This is a legal fact. This is not just an opinion. It is a legal fact. It is a legal fact that the United States Supreme Court has said that Social Security is just another tax, that the Congress has the right to take the Social Security contributions that come out of your paycheck and spend them on predator drones in Afghanistan or corporate welfare for the biggest corporations. Anything Congress wants to spend your Social Security contribution on, it can. That's the law, according to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has also said that Congress does not have any obligation, certainly not a legal obligation, not even a moral obligation, to pay you back what you had taken out of your paycheck. You work all these years, the government is taking its Social Security contributions out, and at the end of your working days, when you're ready to retire, the Congress owes you nothing. You have no right to a benefit. You have no right to anything under Social Security. Congress can completely cut it off, and that's okay, according to the U.S. Supreme Court. That is not security. If we privatize Social Security, that is to say, if we simply say, there are different ways to do this, a lot of different ways to privatize that, and you can't criticize one as though that's the only way to do it, but one way would be to coerce people, make it compulsory for people to save 15% of their money, and to save it in any way they want, or in a government-approved investment portfolio of some kind, whatever it is, the most libertarian vision is just to simply say, it's up to you. You must take personal responsibility over your future. You need to save money and you need to put it away, invest it, do whatever you want with it so that it's there for you when you can't work. People need to become more personally responsible, and they need to become less dependent on politicians. That's a very precarious and, I would say, an inhumane place to be when you're dependent on corrupt politicians. And I would argue to some degree all the politicians are corrupt because they all believe in this system of getting votes by buying them off with benefits from the government, spending other people's money to get support for your next election. And that's the way politicians think about Social Security. We've all heard how bankrupt and insolvent and dangerous the Social Security system is. Now, that's because politicians really don't care about the system. They only care about their getting elected in the next 2 years, and they just kick the Social Security can into the future, and they really don't care about it. Those are people you don't want to be dependent on. We've had privatization of Social Security. A number of county governments and even the entire nation of Chile has privatized Social Security, and it has been very successful. First of all, the beneficiaries receive 3 to 5 times, sometimes 10 times more in benefits every month. So instead of receiving $1,000 from Social Security, you could receive $3,000, $5,000, or even $10,000 every month if you invest your money in any kind of investment. Even a conservative investment portfolio pays more than Social Security does. Social Security is a really, really bad investment. Even during the Great Depression, even during our current recession, overall, in terms of your retirement, you will get more than you will under Social Security. Because remember, if you have economic meltdown, then sure, your money is worth less in the stock market or wherever you might have invested. But the problem is you also have a lot less options in the economy. If all the stores go out of business, if all the grocery stores close down, it doesn't matter if the government gives you a small amount for a Social Security check because there's nothing to buy because the economy has come to a screeching halt. But if you have privatized Social Security, people are actually investing in real businesses. They're actually putting the money to use by increasing the means of production, which makes it less likely that the economy will come to a halt because the money is going in to support the businesses. And it's real money. It's not fictitious money like when the government inflates the housing bubble. So that's real investment, real productivity, and productivity means the supply of goods goes up, and that means the price goes down. So you not only have more in terms of benefits, but your benefits have greater purchasing power because for all these years you've been investing in the means of production. All the money you save in a privatized Social Security system is your money, and you can pass it on to your heirs, to your children and grandchildren. And for the average working class laborer, over the course of a working lifetime, that laborer can save up $1 million and pass it on for college, for a first home, for a startup business capital, for whatever means you can think of. It's your choice because it's your money. I have testimony on my Social Security page from a Senate hearing, from a respected Democrat senator questioning the Social Security commissioner. The Democrat senator says, look, I can't cut off benefits. We need to do something because Social Security is, and this was years ago, Social Security is headed for bankruptcy. We need to do something. But I can't cut off benefits because then they won't vote for me. He admits this. So he says, you know, the thing is, Congress, he says, has the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. He takes that to mean that the Congress has the power to make paper money. It doesn't. That's not what the Constitution says, but that's what he says it says, and that's what he's going to do. And the government does do that. It prints money out of thin air. It makes money. He says we're just going to have to print up a lot of money. We're going to have to print up the money we need to make the Social Security payments to pay the benefits. And then he says this, the benefits may not buy anything when we're finished, but they'll get their benefits paid. He says, we're going to do this. We're going to print up the money. In other words, we're going to save face. We're going to claim that we kept our promises by paying the number of dollars that Social Security recipients were promised. But he says the dollars won't buy anything. They won't buy anything because they will have been inflated. And when you inflate the money supply, the value and the purchasing power of each unit of money in the money supply goes down. And that's exactly what he's saying. That's what he's admitting. They may not be able to buy anything with their benefits. Well, that's totally disrespectful of the elderly. That's not security when you can't buy anything, even when the government gives you a wheelbarrow full of money. That is not security. That's dishonoring the elderly. But more important, it's not just the elderly. If the elderly can't buy anything with their Social Security benefits, with their dollars, you can't buy anything with your dollars either. We're talking about a complete economic meltdown. And the politicians are willing to do that. They're willing to destroy the dollar. They don't care about the dollar. If it suits their purposes, they will destroy your dollar. This whole Social Security game is a fiction. There really is no such thing as Social Security. There's no such thing as a trust fund. There's no such thing as guaranteed benefits. There's no such thing as anything. Politicians can do whatever they want to. That is not Social Security. That is not freedom. That is not liberty. That is complete dependence on arbitrary, whimsical, political politicians. That is a bad system. It dishonors the elderly. We should believe that people can take personal responsibility, save for their future, and that helps the economy. Again, the goal is to make sure that we have a prosperous economy and the elderly are secure, but we're not getting that. The security is arbitrary and the economy is on a precarious, it's overlooking meltdown. So we need to abolish Social Security and we need to take care of those elderly who are poor. Remember, if you're in Missouri, money's being taken out of your paycheck, and it's given to wealthy New Yorkers who have retired into a nice condominium in Miami. That is the reality. Social Security is not secure. It's not a trust fund. It's not an investment. It's not insurance. It's nothing. It's simply a tax, and the payments are simply a welfare program, except it's not a means-tested welfare program. It's simply welfare. It's government transferring money, and money is transferred to the rich, and it's transferred to the rich from the poor and the working class. That's a bad system all the way around. And political slogans are often thrown around. In this race in the 7th District of Missouri, there was a big controversy about whether the Republican candidate, Billy Long, wanted to dismantle Social Security. He didn't. He didn't know what that website had said. And I'm the candidate, actually, that does want to dismantle Social Security, and we need to have this conversation, because there is no security in Social Security. So hopefully you're beginning to think that maybe it's true that the libertarian strategies will do a better job of accomplishing your goals as a liberal Democrat.